Chapter 9. Anger in the Village. On Monday evening, Uncle Ted, Jack and Mary were sitting in the kitchen. Mum was making dinner. Uncle Ted was telling them about his visit to the local council offices that morning.
"The inspector was amazed," said Uncle Ted.
"I had to show him your recording over and over again, Jack. He was very shocked that Sid Scrub and his brother had lied to him."
"But what is he going to do about it?" asked Mary.
Just then the telephone rang. Mum went to answer it. She came back a few minutes later. She looked worried.
"It's the manager from the old pump house factory," she said. "He wants to speak to you, Ted. He sounds really angry."
Uncle Ted picked up the telephone. "Hello?" he said. The voice on the other end of the telephone sounded angry.
"This is Ben Evans. I'm the factory manager," he said. "I want to know what you are doing. The inspector from the local council offices came to the factory today. He has closed it down. He says we're polluting the stream, but we're not. Now we've all lost our jobs. My workers are very upset about it. We want you to come to a meeting tonight at the village hall and discuss what is happening."
Uncle Ted put down the telephone, looking very upset.
"The factory has been closed down and all the workers have lost their jobs," he said sadly. "I didn't think of that."
"Oh dear," said Mum. "That is terrible. What will everyone do?"
Jack and Mary felt very unhappy.
"What have we done?" said Mary. "We've caused so much trouble."
"No, we haven't," said Jack. "We haven't caused any trouble at all. It's all Sid Scrub's fault. He and his brother polluted the stream."
"But we must help the people who worked at the factory," said Uncle Ted. "They need jobs. They need money to look after themselves and their families."
Suddenly, Mary had an idea. She told Uncle Ted, Jack and Mum. Everyone thought it was a great idea.
"Let's hope all the workers think it is a good idea too," said Uncle Ted.
"Let's write your plan down. Then we can explain it to everyone." Later that evening, Uncle Ted, Jack and Mary went to the meeting. The village hall was crowded. Jack looked around the room. There was no sign of Sid Scrub and his brother. "Well, that's one good thing," thought Jack. Ben Evans, the factory manager, stood up. Everyone stopped talking and listened.
"As you all know," Ben Evans said, "our factory has been closed. It has been closed because the factory polluted the stream and killed the fish."
"We haven't polluted anything,"
shouted a man.
"No, we haven't," called another. "Where is the evidence?"
Everyone glared at Uncle Ted, Jack and Mary. They felt very uncomfortable. Jack pulled his mobile phone out of his pocket. He held it up for everyone to see.
"I took a video of what was happening at the factory late at night," said Jack. "I took the video on my mobile phone."
"What nonsense!"
shouted a woman.
"I don't believe you."
"Nor do I," agreed a man.
Jack switched on his phone. He pressed the video button.
"I will play you the video," he said. "Mary will take my phone around the room. Then you will all see the evidence."
He handed Mary the phone and she took it around the hall. As the people saw the recording, they became quieter and quieter. Soon the whole room was silent. Then a man stood up.
"I am very sorry that we didn't believe you," he said.
We didn't know what Mr. Scrub was doing. We didn't even know that there was a hatch in the old pump house.
The other people looked uncomfortable.
Yes, we are very sorry, said a man near the front of the hall.
A woman near Jack stood up.
But what are we going to do about our jobs?
She said. Uncle Ted took a deep breath.
Ha! We have an idea, he said. Jack, Mary and I think we can help.
Mary handed Uncle Ted a large piece of paper. Uncle Ted pinned it up on the wall.
What's that? Asked a man.
It's a plan for a nature reserve, said Uncle Ted. We can make a nature reserve on the land around the old pump house. The old pump house can become a learning centre. Visitors to the nature reserve can go into the learning centre and find out how we can look after the environment. There can also be a cafe, a nature trail, and a fishing lodge. People can learn all about fishing. We can build hides for people who want to birdwatch too.
Yes, said Mary. We can show people how to care for our streams and woodlands. We can show them how to look after the wildlife that lives there.
But what about jobs for us? Asked a man.
You can all work at the nature reserve, said Jack. You all have lots of skills, don't you?
I know all about birds, said a woman. I can take people to watch birds. I can work in the hides and tell the people about all the different birds they see.
I make flies for fishing, said another. I can work in the fishing lodge and by the stream. I can teach people how to fish. I make pots out of clay, said a third person. I can show people how to make their own pots. We can make pots using the mud from the stream.
Soon, lots of people were making different suggestions. Uncle Ted wrote everything down. Mum and Auntie Molly offered to make cakes for the old pump house cafe.
We love making cakes, they said. But will the local council let us open a nature reserve?
Asked a man.
Jack, Mary and I will send in all these ideas. We will also send in the drawing we have made of the reserve, said Uncle Ted.
And I'll write a letter, said Mary. I'll explain that the nature reserve will protect the environment. I'll also explain that it will give everyone a good job to do.
Hooray! Hooray! Shouted everyone. They all clapped and cheered.
A week later, a large letter arrived for Mary. It was from the local council. Mary opened it. She read it carefully.
What does it say? Said Uncle Ted and Jack.
Tell us what it says.
Mary smiled a big smile.
It says we can build the nature reserve.
That's wonderful, said Jack.
We must tell everyone straight away, said Mary. We have a lot of work to do. We have a nature reserve to build.